Good morning and welcome on into Rochester Speaks. I'm John Gehring, joined today by Jennifer Harris from Thrive to Survive. Jen, thank you so much for coming on today. And we're excited to talk about an event coming up to benefit the community and Thrive to Survive and what you do as an organization. So before we dive into the Middle Finger 5K that we're going to be touching on today, Jen, could you just tell us a little bit about Thrive to Survive, how you got started and what your mission is in the community?
Sure. Thanks, John. Thanks for having me. So back in 2010, my son, who was 10 at the time, was diagnosed with a rare brain cancer. And one of his biggest cheerleaders was my sister-in-law's brother, Matt, who was an adult at the time. But then shortly after that, he relapsed with brain cancer as well. And he ended up passing away from the disease in early 2012. And so we kind of wrapped our heads around why this may have happened to both of us at the same time. And we knew that there was a lack of resources, particularly in our rural area. Her brother, Matt, was a firefighter and so really was unable to get services and resources that he needed to continue to provide for his family. So we started Thrive to Survive. His mission was to thrive throughout his diagnosis. And so we used that to kind of form the name of our organization, Thrive to Survive. And and we just knew we wanted to help adults. We really weren't sure what we were going to do initially, but we just knew we wanted to be able to provide some support. And so from there, we have branched. We originally started just in Geneva, but we've branched and now are in four surrounding counties. And we provide financial resources, emotional support, physical support, health and wellness things, all kinds of resources and supports that are really driven from our members. And kind of whenever they see a need, we figure out how to make it happen.
And so what have you been able to do with cancer patients, and how have you been able to help them and their families with all these generous donations?
Yeah. So every month we do monthly support group meetings, which are open to families, caregivers, for everyone. And through those, we come up with a lot of distraction type activities. So we have done different meditations. We've had yoga, we've had art classes, we've had cooking classes. We're actually going to do this new sound. It's called a sound bath. And so they bring in all these musical instruments. It's really cool. So just different ways to keep them focused and positive and distracted from, you know, the reality of the disease. We also help folks kind of with some research if they're looking for second opinions and where they might want to go for that. We provide financial assistance so that people can get some, you know, additional support or maybe get a second opinion or even just pay for co-pays. Because even when you have great insurance, the parking adds up, the co-pays add up. And so it's just sometimes a burden for families that unless you go through it, you don't even recognize, you know, that people are experiencing that.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can learn more about the organization as a whole at thrivetosurvive.org. You got a really nice website up there. So that's where you'd go if you want to hear more about the organization. But what we really want to touch on today is an event coming up this spring, and the weather is starting to change. We could use it to change a little bit more, but coming up in May here, mid-May, we have the Middle Finger 5K. And this is, it's a fun name and it's a fun event. Could you tell us a little bit about what's going to go on May 13th and the Middle Finger 5K?
Sure. So the Middle Finger 5K is actually our largest fundraiser. And we generally get about 1,300 participants. So we're hoping to expand that. We're hoping to really get 2,000 this year. It kind of started as a whim. I was a runner. I always ran early in the morning because I had children and that just was the time. So I was like, I'm gonna do a 5K as a fundraiser. And it kind of took off. We capitalized on Seneca Lake as being one of the middle finger lakes. And then, of course, lots of people have metaphorical affiliations to the middle finger, particularly when it revolves around cancer. So, but it's a great event. We start at 6 a.m. and we do that intentionally. Part of it is that the sun rises at that time. And so it's kind of hope of a new day. But the other is to show kind of an honor to folks who are going through the disease because, you know, the disease itself doesn't know a clock. And so sometimes we get to run or get to walk at 6 a.m, but oftentimes people are figuring out how they're going to get to treatment, or, you know, if they're ill from the disease or whatever.
Yeah. And I think that's an important point to dig a little bit deeper on, because here we are thinking, oh, 6 a.m. What are we on a Saturday morning? Are you kidding me? Why can't we make this later? But there's a real reason for that. And obviously, schedule wise, for you, running at 6 a.m. was the only way you could get it in. But also because we do get to have the freedom to do that as people who aren't cancer patients, whereas cancer patients have other things that they're worried about at that time. So could you talk a little bit about the freedom of being able to be grateful and not take our health for granted, and how that kind of led to the inspiration of this 5K starting so early?
Yeah. So I just, you know, when my son was going through treatments, we had lots, you know, like countless times where we would have a plan. And a lot of the times the plan was to try to keep him encouraged throughout it, but inevitably his blood counts would be low, or the chemo was taking longer, or he would be sick from the chemo, or, you know, we'd have to travel for another opinion. So we just recognized that you can't really have a schedule, right? When you have a serious illness, it kind of takes, that's what takes priority. And so we always kind of said, if you don't have time to be sick, then you have to make time to be healthy. And so we just kind of tried to, like I said, honor folks that maybe are waking up that early because they have to go to some treatment or scan, or, you know, they do scans early on Saturday mornings, believe it or not, and Sunday mornings. And lots of times that's when people have to go do those types of things. So it's really an honor for me to hold this organization or hold this event so that people can see, like, look at all these people came out because they believe in what we're doing and they believe in supporting you.
And 6 a.m. is the 5K, but there's also a whole event surrounding this. And I hear there's free beer involved, which I think
there is free beer. I mean, if 6 a.m. scares you, but So the night before, when we do the packet pickup, we call it a check-in party, and we have local breweries and wineries. We live in the beautiful Finger Lakes that has all kinds of wineries and breweries. So they volunteer and come down and do free tastings and pourings, and they sell. We have Reinvention Brewery has a Middle Finger IPA. Anthony Road does a Middle Finger wine for us. So they come and do tastings and things the night before. But then the morning of, we have a local Irish pub, Kelly's Irish Pub, that opens at 8 a.m. and anybody can come in with a bib. So we do a breakfast after. So people run, they get a breakfast burrito, they hang out, you know, do awards, whatever. And then the Irish pub opens, and if you have your bib, she does free drinks, free beers.
That's awesome. That it's a lot of fun. It sounds like a really fun event. Obviously, that's not the reason people will sign up and run the 5K, but you make it a lot of fun as well. And that's really cool. We're talking with Jennifer Harris from Thrive to Survive. And Jen, your event is coming up on May 13th, and groups of over four, I hear, get a discount as well. So this is a great event for more than just individuals. Do you see a lot of families out there running the 5K together, or groups of friends? And what's the benefit of doing it with others?
Yeah, so we do. And we do offer that little incentive for groups of four or more, because, I mean, all things like this are more fun in groups. But people often will run, like, in honor of or in memory of someone that they knew that had cancer. And one of our largest groups is actually from SOTUS, and they've brought like 100 people every year, and for Team Destroy. But people often get their own shirts and dress up, and, or, you know, kind of wear a favorite color, particularly of somebody that they are running in honor of. But just the camaraderie alone, it really is an uplifting morning. There's definitely some tears too. I mean, people that have gone through a rough time recognize the support in that moment and just see it all. And, you know, so there's happy tears, there's tears of gratitude, and there's lots of laughs and lots of celebrations.
You may have just touched on it, but I was going to ask you, obviously this is to raise money. It's a fundraiser, but besides the proceeds that you get, that 100% of them go directly to Thrive for Survive. But besides those, what is the most rewarding part of being a part of this whole event, the Middle Finger 5K?
I mean, it's crazy. I think I have been very lucky that because I've worked so closely with people that I get to hear all kinds of stories, right? And so sometimes I've had somebody say, I couldn't believe that you sent me that grant check. I cashed it all in $20 bills because that's how much my copay is. And now, now I know I have the money for copays, you know, or someone that just was like, the money was great, but the thought that somebody cared about me and like took the time to, cause we do something called a pick me up. And so we will send like little pick me up notes and whatever, little gift cards. They're Band-Aids really, but just, you know, sometimes knowing that someone outside of your circle is thinking about you really brings a lot of happiness. And we know, I mean, they say laughter is the best medicine. There's research that supports when you're happier, you're better able to heal. So I just think being able to share that smile with people.
Yeah. Do you have any idea? And obviously, you know, you're not going to know a specific number, but do you have any idea how many people Thrive to Survive has reached and maybe helped financially or with those small but very significant pick-me-ups?
Thousands. I mean, I don't know the exact number. I should look it up, but we probably support 40 families a month. And this is our 11th year. And those are with like finance, you know, like our big financial grants, but then it's, I mean, just to count up all the interactions that we have, like we, through our health and wellness programs or our support group programs or like our, all those different activities, it would, I don't know what the number is. I should do some math.
Sure. But nonetheless, it's been a lot of individuals that this organization has helped. And that's just amazing. Again, thrivetosurvive.org to learn more about the organization. And maybe someone wants to run the 5K, but also feels like they can help in other ways. Are there other volunteering opportunities open with Thrive to Survive? Or are there other ways that folks can contribute outside of the 5K?
Yeah. So, I mean, we're always looking for volunteers for the event and also just to like people who we do other events too. This is our biggest, but then in the summer we do some other different events. So we're always looking for people that want to volunteer. We're always looking for people just to spread the word. Like oftentimes people don't know about us yet. And so, you know, my sister-in-law and myself and our good friend Roseanne that started it, we all work full time. Like our real job is not Thrive to Survive. So, we're not marketing. We're trying to market, but we're not marketing professionals, you know? So it's like when people don't know about us. So even just telling people about us, hey, I heard about this organization, you know, they might be able to help would be huge. You know, but always volunteers and sponsors. If anybody wanted to sponsor the event, we're always looking for that too.
Well, it's going to hopefully be a beautiful morning on Saturday, May the 13th. And Seneca Lake is a gorgeous lake. Not a far drive here from Rochester, you know, where a lot of our listenership is here locally. And we hope that many of us are able to make it out there. And what is the route like for the 5K right along the lake there? I'm assuming it's a really gorgeous view to be watching the sun coming up on a beautiful Saturday morning and doing it all for a good cause. What is the route like?
Yeah. So it actually is. And lots of people PR at it because it's a beautiful flat course. It's exactly 3.1 miles, the route. And you just run along the north end, you run a little bit into the state park and loop back. And it is gorgeous when the sun is rising. We have had some beautiful sunrises on the mornings of previous events. We've also had some rainy mornings, but still people have showed up and I appreciate that. But yeah, so it is when the sun is rising, it is, I don't know, it's breathtaking. It's just as, like I said, it just makes you realize like I'm here, I'm healthy, I can do this. And, you know, we definitely have some runners who will be done in 20 minutes, but then about 50% of the people we'll walk and enjoy it and kind of finish as they can. So it's really open to all fitness levels.
Well, that was my next question too. Here you go, answering all my next questions. So you're open to everyone. So if you're not someone who enjoys running whatsoever, or you don't feel like you know, you have the stamina to keep up with some of these great runners who are finishing in 20 minutes. This is just as open to those people as it is to runners.
Yeah, we have a team of people that register every year under the name We Watch From Here. And they just kind of stand at the sidelines and cheer everybody in as they come in to the finish. So they participate that way, but they register and then they just hang out and cheer people on.
Sure. A lot of great reasons to do this. This is an awesome event. Again, thrivetosurvive.org. And now how do you sign up? And I know you're looking for 2,000 people to sign up this year, right? To beat last year's total. How do we register for this event?
Yeah. So probably the easiest is to Google Middle Finger 5K and a run sign up comes up. It's also on our website, thrivetosurvive.org, under events. But yeah, we use run sign up as the platform. Most races do. It's pretty user friendly, and but like I said, if you throw in Middle Finger 5K, it should pop right up. You can look on our website, thrivetosurvive.org.
thrivetosurvive.org for the Middle Finger 5K. Looking forward to it. May 13th coming up soon. It'll be here before we know it. Jennifer Harris from Thrive to Survive. Thank you so much for talking to us about this event coming up, and also just everything you do in the community.
Thank you. Thank you, John, for helping to spread the good word.